Well, you all should know by now that we're going through the revelation of Jesus Christ. A lot of people want to call it, well, the book of Revelations, but this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And a little review again. Keep everybody on the same page of where we are in this revelation of Jesus Christ, where we have been thus far, to bring you up to date. Jesus himself appeared unto John, who was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. He spoke to him and said, write these words. This is what's going to happen. These things will happen. This is what is going to transpire. And then John wrote these things, and we looked at him, and we've seen where we are presently in the church age. And Jesus wanted the message to go out to all the churches, get yourselves cleaned up, recognize where you are. If you want to come to be with me, get yourselves cleaned up, serve me, do the things that I call you to do. And we had messages on those things, on the church, which is the age that we... that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, been saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, us up to meet Him in the on that, where we would be, and praise the Lord. If you're not coming and looking forward to it as I am, then you got to question your salvation, because we ought to be. After that, last week we looked at two things. We looked at number one, now we are before the throne of God. And you've got to recognize we're before the throne of God. It's called out. We are there looking at the throne, and God has a sealed book in His hands. And the question is, who can open those seals, which are going to be the sealed occur after you and I are out of here and don't have to go through them. You with me? We won't have to go through them. Watching all this transpire, and if it just doesn't this morning, we're going to get there in a moment, but if it doesn't make you breath and say, wow. Last Sunday night, we went through chapter 6 of Revelation. We found out last Sunday morning that it was only Jesus Christ was able to, the only one that was pure enough that could reach out and take that scroll out of the hand of God and begin to open these seals. The seals, I don't know if I need to go through this again, but a scroll is, it's rolled up and then it's sealed, it's rolled up, another one and sealed, another one rolled up, 7 sealed book. And the reach from the hand of God and break those seals and start to bring forth these seals, the occurrences that's going to happen on this earth, guaranteed through the what we call the tribulation period, which is a 7-year period, which will occur when you and I are out of here and the earth is left unsaved. And God begins to bring judgment. And you say, well, I thought our God was a God of love. He is. He's also a God of judgment. And God has judgment on those ones that are left here. So that's where we were last Sunday night. We've seen where the first in those that were happening. Let's you and I, being saved, are in heaven. We're before the throne. Jesus is opening these things, and Jesus can existence the things that are doing. The first 6 opened, and we've seen a Christians. There's going to be a chaotic situation all over this. If you have Christians that are pilots and plane crashed, if you can think about in this country and those that are saved, of what's going to happen with truck wrecks, airplane wrecks, all kinds of chaos is going to have occurred on this earth. It leaves a lot of unrest on this earth. Saved. You and I are not here. We've been called that, and we've been deals. Get this clear in your mind, as it will occur with several other judgments. The seal judgments of Kor occur. There'll be seven of those. Tonight we'll be going through what's called the trumpet judgments. There'll be seven of those. Going through the bowls of wrath. There's seven of those that are judgments on this earth for the unsaved. Those that have not yet accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. It's amazing this morning now if I can kind of get funneled in on the lull that's appearing before this, between the sixth and the seventh seal, or the sixth and the seventh judgment that will be brought upon this earth. It's kind of amazing that each one of the series of the seven judgments, seals, trumpets, bowls of wrath, each one of the judgment, or what will, there's a lull period. You can look at that being the grace of God even poured out and being an offering unto this unsaved world still to receive Him. The thing that I want you to see this morning, people have said in my lifetime, I heard them say, well, you know, you better be saved, because if you're not saved, you're not going to be saved. True. But there will be those that will be saved during the tribulation. And I'll say this a couple of times this morning. The only thing, you're here and now, it's free. You can receive Christ as Lord and Savior. It's going to cost you your life to be saved during the tribulation period. Here in a moment. Back in tune as to where we are, what's occurred. We're in heaven. We can see this. I mean, it's tremendous. Judgments are coming down. But understand that our God is a loving God. He cares. And yes, there's judgments brought down. Those ones that have him, not heard him, and been saved and committed their life to him. Opportunity for those to be saved during the tribulation period. But let's remember something. The people that are state church that's left here, there's not going to be period of time1,000 years ago, his intended purpose is to make an opportunity us to be living in a place called heaven forever. He made that. Seals. There's been six seals that have been broken. Six judgments have come. Hold it. God says, the corners of the earth. Hold it. We're not going yet. And he has some work he has to do. Let's remember that the Jewish people are God's precious people. They are ones that he has always used and talked about. They're his. And he's got something he's got to do. Let's move on. So he says, stop it. More judgment. We've got some work to do. And God holds up the judgments from coming. He says in verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth and the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. He says, I have heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. And he goes on in that scripture to name that there are 12,000 out of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, let's get something clear in your mind. Other denominations that are out there today are the 144,000. That it was them that was saved and sealed by our God. Well, they might be saved and sealed, but they're not this 144,000, my friends. It says specifically here, I heard the number of those that were sealed, 144,000 of all of the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. And he goes on to name, and I won't read them all, but all of 12,000, he says, from each of the tribes, they were Jews. We're talking about Jewish evangelists that are being saved and sent into the world to take the world that's under attack of God and judged. Those ones today that might want to claim that they're part of that 144,000, you know, you need to claim that and line it up with this particular, because some of them are false prophets. And we don't need that in our lives or understanding. After these 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, 12 times 12 is 144. 144,000 now, they are Jews and they are sealed. The gospel message in the tribulation period. The lost world, they have not received Christ. And so here's an opportunity. You talk about a loving God. Judgments and annihilated. But he says, hold it. Let's. And whatever God does in our lives, whatever our God is so good, and whenever he does things in our lives, it's for a purpose. And this good purpose in this case is during the tribulation period where these 144,000 now will be evangelizing and taking the message. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, the good thing is, chapter verse 9, here's a transition. Pick up the transition. Don't think this all happened all of a sudden and then happened again. He says, after this, after he had sealed this 144,000 to go out and take them, he says, and after this transition, he says, after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped the God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Well, think about this. From all the earth, from all different facets of the earth, all ecumenical groups, they're around the throne. And so the question comes here, and one of the elders, that means one of those people that were representing the church, he answered, and he's saying to me, "Who are these that are arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from?" And John said, "I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' So he said to me, 'These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.' Therefore," he says, another translation, "therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits upon the throne will dwell among them." I want us to understand something. Where did the multitude come from? We're saved out of the great tribulation period. Thousands of people around the throne. You and I are ones that are saved. I want to share something with you. Today, there are those folks that say, "Well, if I can be saved during the tribulation period, then I'm here on earth and I'll do my own little thing on gone. And during the tribulation period, even after I have been left, then I can be saved and I can be saved." Let me tell you something about that, and I'm going to support it. Vigilant group. Christian values or moral values going to be here. Those ones that are here, Satan is claiming to have them under his power and seal them that seal of his. Now, my friends, you either have God or the Holy Spirit indwelling you, or you got the seal of Satan at this moment. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or don't accept the seal of the adversary or of Satan. Let's say you don't. Then you can be that distant thunder or the the way in the night. And she wanted to be saved. At the end of that movie, there was a picture in my mind, and that was her standing before the guillotine. You want because it's all control. What's left saved? An uncaring, moral, and many of those that are. And they can be then hit God steal that 12,000 out of each of the 12 tribes of Israel to go tell. Victim. And they'll be taken. That. For him to call out my name and for him to take me out of here. I don't know about you. I'm just looking forward to that day that I can be with Christ. And consequently, it's a happy time that I look forward to. It's nothing more than a happy time. I'm looking forward to that until then, or whatever capacity. Because I know, excuse me, the other thing I know is that I'm going to go before 2 Corinthians 5:10. I will go before the judgment seat of Christ, and there I will be judged for those. And how I will serve Christ in heaven. However, how else? It's a kingdom. Jesus on earth. He talked. People, I want to read to you. I'm going to pick it up in verse 15, or actually we can go back to 14, but there he talks about there these ones that came out of the tribulation period, they've washed their robes, they've been white, they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that means they're saved. He says in verse 15, therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. They are there serving him. They're not there saying, well, the same, him the hearts. He says, therefore, they are before the throne of God, I'm in 15, and serve him day and night in the temple. And he that sits upon the throne will dwell among them. Oh, I praise God for that. And it says there in 16, and they, that's the ones that have come out of tribulation, been saved, they've given their life. They shall neither hunger anymore or thirst anymore, and the sun will not strike them nor any heat. If you remember some of the things that we talked about last Sunday night, how difficult it's going to be after these judgments occur, knowing that Satan has taken control, it's going to, as I just mentioned to you, how difficult it's even going to be to get food or medicine or anything else. They are so thankful of where they are, even though they had to give their life to get to heaven. You and I ought to not even worry about it. And 17 says, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne, he says, he will shepherd them. I look so forward. Shepherd do. He got says, and the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd. He'll take care of. He will provide for. He'll guide them in the right direction. He will lead them, the Bible says here, and lead them to the living fountains of water. The peace that comes with them after going through a lot of duress, it says in, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. No more pain and suffering. for this group. But they had to give their life to get there. Yes, they're going to be around the throne. And you say, well, wait a minute. But on earth. No, I'm just showing you. No, you can be saved during the tribulation period, but it's not going to be an easy thing. Those today that are here, you know, if they wouldn't accept Jesus Christ whenever it's free, it's easy, as you could come this morning if you're not saved and want to be saved, Jesus. But it won't be easy if you're not. And that's kind of what's happening here. We want to make that clear. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. God, they have wanted to make that as clear as I possibly can. Let me catch up with the notes here. God has laid upon me. In verse 10, I wanted to go back there. Here you have a group of people. It says, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God. Salvation belongs to our God. It does. Sometimes God gave it. He earned it. He now owns you. Some people don't want to think that. Well, listen. If you're willing to... ought to be telling us, and he does, in a happy way. And salvation belongs to... He clothed that they have on earth, certainly to. In other words, God offers at his will to each one of us. He gives it to us as he wills. As he wills. She's absolutely right. He is a God of love. But what love us throughout the last 2,000 years, he tried to love every one of us into his kingdom. He tried to offer it to us and convict us, and the Holy Spirit come upon us. That you prepared, that mansion on the hill.
God willing to make him Lord of your life. If there's a fear that I have
of being a pastor, that I can stand before a group of people at any time, and I can proclaim the message and the gospel message just as clearly as I possibly can. But then to be able to see that people are saying they're saved and they go out and live for the world. If there's anything that cuts through me more than that is to want to argue with one another, to have difficulties with one another, and not to come together to serve the living God for the goodness of him and his kingdom. Where in the world are we as born again children of God if we can't serve him, make him the Lord of our lives, and allow the Holy Spirit of him lead us and guide us and direct our path. God's hand of grace. I want to make this a comment. I think God's hand of grace is extended to the world and those people that are in it. And unfortunately, I hope that we all have a sense of, if I have committed my life here on this earth to Jesus Christ, then I serve Him and I do so with gladness. And I do it with joy. And I want to serve Him. I don't want to forsake Him. You see, my whole attitude has got to change in my life. You see, you don't... A lot of people, well, I'll do this if you'll do that, God, and they want to negotiate with God. That's not the way it works. If we have made Him Lord of our lives, then He is the Lord and He's the boss, and we're not. Understand that. On, but we're going to have to move on tonight, but I'll give you a little outline tonight. We're going to see that seventh seal finally broken. The sixth. But tonight we're going to be looking at the seventh seal, and then it goes into the trumpet judgments. Happens on this earth. But I pray that you'll be back tonight and understand. This morning we just wanted to get clear that the sealing of those saints was Jewish. They were 12 tribes of Israel. They had a purpose. They were God's chosen people. They were sealed, and they had a purpose, and their purpose was fulfilled. And there was many that were saved through those efforts and the Holy Spirit's conviction. But weren't some of these cults? This morning I want to say to you, yet accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This morning is free. Doesn't cost you. Back to die and pay a price for your sins, something that you can't do. And after He paid that, buried, yes. But on the third day, He was raised by the power of God, and He overcome sin, He overcome death, He overcome hell. And my Bible tells me in Romans chapter 9, if you will confess that, with all your heart, confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and ask Him to come into your heart and to save your soul, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Jesus is the, but the only way to Him is through that particular, what I just said, making Him the Lord of your life. So if you've not done that, we pray that this morning it might be that. Christians, you know how you're serving. You know how you're making Him the Lord of life. Are you making yourself? God. Then all the other things will be added unto you. So as we go into the end, I pray together, but then if you need to do business with God, you'll come. And if you'll do business with Him, if He's calling you to salvation, now's the time to come. If He's calling you to commit yourself to Him, be in submission to Him, I pray that you'll come. So let's pray. Father, it's your invitation. We give it to you. We thank you for God that you are, but let us understand that you are also a God of judgment, but in total righteousness, and we thank you for that, Lord. Precious name of Jesus. we have as we come in the name of Jesus Christ.